Well, the big story are these protests that we see. A growing number of U.S. colleges and universities are having these protests. We're seeing them spread now throughout the country. Columbia University seems absolutely unable to be able to. I mean, this was, they had a midnight deadline. This past, you know, midnight. Midnight deadline. That these protesters had to be off. They had to be gone. And, of course, midnight came and they didn't go anywhere. They're still there. And so now early this morning around 3 a.m. Eastern time, 3:15 Eastern time, Columbia University released a statement about what was going on. And they said, we're making important progress with representatives. And I laugh out loud. This is an absolute joke. It's an absolute joke. It's just absolutely incredible what we've seen happen. This is, and you heard the comments from Senator Thune a few moments ago. Joe Bowman had them in the Kelo.com news. You know, Senator Thune is like, these universities have got to take, you know, they're violating federal law. This is what's happening, and they need to take control. They're not going to. I mean, it's just, I agree, they should. I mean, I thought, you have got to be kidding me. You know, they're talking about, well, we should see some in the next 48 hours. Next 48 hours, we'll see some important progress. I said earlier this morning, if I were the president of Columbia University, we wouldn't have to be waiting 48 hours. It'd be 48 minutes. 48 minutes. Boom. I mean, I would be taking action right now. But this is, it's just incredible what we see throughout the country. And this goes on. Now it's spreading. You've got other universities who are starting this. So there are, for instance, the University of California in Los Angeles, UCLA, activist groups there. The University of Texas at Austin. So in Texas, Johns Hopkins University in Baltimore. They've all announced on social media, they will hold anti-Israel protests beginning today. So you are seeing this spread like contagion. I mean, it's just absolutely incredible. And what we see, and it's just absolutely incredible. First of all, those who are in this country on visas and whatnot, they're not citizens or on, you know, got visas, whatever, that allow them to come to school here, gone. They ought to be gone. That's it. You're out. That's it. And these other students, your U.S. student, expelled. Boom. Done. You're out of here. It's not hard. You and I could do this. I mean, seriously. This is common sense stuff. And I think what we are seeing is the difference between intelligence and common sense. You know, I call it common sense. You might call it street smarts versus being book smart. You know what I mean? These are people who are allegedly intelligent people attending these universities. But when it comes to common sense, they have none. They have absolutely none. And these university presidents, same thing. They have none. Because I would have known what to do if I would, man, we're not fooling around. This is it. Now, when it comes to other things, I wouldn't know what the hell I was doing, but protests on campus? Nah, we're not going to abide it. That's it. I said this morning, seriously, we live in bizarro world. This is bizarro world. These kinds of things going on. It's just absolutely incredible. So then you got the pro-Palestinian protesters at Columbia University who, like a two-year-old child who's learned the word no, that's what they're like. 2 years old. No, no, no. You can't make me. No. Oh, I can't make you? You better flip and believe I can make you. You're out of here. You're out. So I've gotten to a point where I don't expect suddenly common sense is just going to descend. I pray for it. I pray for this kind of common sense. I pray for reality. Yeah, sadly, no. These times we live in. And I've got to tell you, it's given me a whole new perspective on what happened in Germany, World War II era Germany. And we all know about what happened there and the atrocities and whatnot and what happened. And do you not see the same thing transpiring right before your eyes in this country? That kind of hatred of Jews that was rampant at that time, it's right here. It's at our door. The same thing. So you would have thought that especially, I mean, I wasn't alive during those years, but I certainly learned about it. I certainly know about it. There are a lot of, especially as I've gotten older, I've been very transfixed with the lessons of that time, and here we are. Same thing's going on here. And it's just mind-numbing is how I would describe it. So these pro-Palestinian protesters, that we want you to disband. No, no, no. Like a spoiled kid. What do you do with a spoiled kid who says no? Take him over your knee. And you say, want to bet? You want to bet? So now this is spreading throughout the country, and it's just absolutely insane. I mean, every day I'm starting the show each morning saying, welcome to Bizarro World, because that's what the headlines are. So, and I said this morning, you know, Mr. Rogers used to say it's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. He'd sing that song. It's really lovely. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. Yeah, it's a beautiful day in Bizarro World. Oh, wow. Just absolutely crazy. So, again, I think you and I could put a stop to this in 5 minutes. You know, we'd be calling police. We'd be demanding that, you know, law and order prevail. But again, these are leftists. And what do leftists do? These are the same leftists, as I said yesterday, been out there calling for no police, no police, disband the police. This is what it gets you, disbanding the police and that kind of mentality. We're seeing, you know, the crop that they've sown due to this. And how you change this is beyond me. I'm here to tell you about what's happening, not to be able to say, this is what we've got to do. I mean, there are some immediate fixes, I think, that are just absolutely obvious. You know, start arresting these people. Are you kidding me? You've got to be joking. Start arresting these people, incarcerating them. These people who are in this country on visas, out. You're out of here. But I'm telling you, there are people in this country, and I think in power, who love seeing this stuff. Biden administration. You think the Biden administration is going to do anything? You know, the last thing we heard from the president was, you know, the comment, and I shared it with you yesterday. You know, some of these Palestinians, he's out there making apologies, you know, trying to explain this. And there are people who will be eager to vote for Joe Biden again coming up this fall. So I've got to say, as I've watched these current events transpire, it's giving me a whole new appreciation now and understanding of the mania that swept Germany in World War II that led up to Adolf Hitler and his promises and then the reality of that nightmare. And we have, I mean, now we've got college students, American college students, who are out there saying, you know, we are Palestine, so on. Do they even know what the hell they're talking about? They're snot-nosed baby brats. Just absolutely incredible. So it's a beautiful day in bizarro world. Other big stories this morning. David Pecker testified yesterday. He is the former publisher of the National Enquirer. He was on the stand yesterday, and he will be again tomorrow. The trial is on. There is no trial today. Trial off today. They will resume tomorrow. But David Pecker testified about how talked about Donald Trump. And he described yesterday how he and Trump and Trump's former lawyer, Michael Cohen, had a meeting in 2015 about what he could do to help the campaign. And he said they came to a mutually beneficial agreement amongst friends. And he said, I said what I would do is I would run or publish positive stories about Mr. Trump and publish negative stories about his opponents. And now this is incredible. And now the Washington Post is having a meltdown. The Washington Post, or as Mark Levin likes to say, the Washington Compost, having a meltdown. They can't believe what they're hearing. And again, you just have to laugh in the face of this insanity. These are the same people who are killing stories all the time. Do I need to remind you about what happened with the Hunter Biden laptop story? You had the media's allies in social media who killed that New York Post story, would not allow it to be out there. You got to squelch it. Can't be out there. It wasn't until years later that they even had started admitting that it existed. The very same people. And now this full outrage about Donald Trump. And are you kidding me? I mean, again, this is, I've ceased trying to understand it because it's nonsense. I mean, it would be like me just, and you trying to make sense of that. You know, there's no making sense of the senseless. It is what it is, and they are, it's just absurd. So, again, I mean, I have never seen a world of absurdity like we are watching in this country right now. The absolute absurdities of all of these things. you just feel like somebody's, you know, I feel, what was it, about a year ago, I fell and I hit my head, got some, put a nice gash in my forehead because I stood up too fast. After my stroke, my doctor said, don't stand up quickly. You can't stand up quickly. Sit up, and then when you get your bearings, stand up, stand there for a moment, take your time. Don't get up really fast. So I was having some cramps due to my weight loss last year, and it happened while I was sleeping. So I know, sit up, then stand up, move very slowly when I get up. And I jumped to my feet because of that cramp. I was sleeping. Had an immediate reaction. Jumped to my feet. Bam. Hit the ground. I feel like that all the time. That sense I had when I kind of came to. Katie was, well, are you okay? She waking, you know, she get my, and I never, you know, I blacked out for a moment. I must have. I blacked out, hit the ground, and I'm sitting there, and she, are you okay? And I'm like, yeah. I mean, that I feel that way all every day now. Don't you? You kind of feel that way every day. It's like, what in the holy hell is going on? Because you have a rational outlook. You know, we're, especially I think in this part of the world, we're very rational. I'm talking about people in, you know, South Dakota and Iowa, Minnesota, not all of Minnesota, not all of Minnesota, but that, you know, in the neighborhood, you know, we're really rational, kind of thoughtful, you know, people. And so you look at all of these things and this business about Trump, and then the Washington Post, you know, outraged that the National Enquirer might have helped him and buried these stories. Where was the outrage from the Washington Post when Twitter would not allow the New York Post to share that story about Hunter Biden's laptop? Where was their outrage then? The absolute in-your-face hypocrisy. They don't even try to hide it. I mean, it's just, I certainly don't understand it. It's just, and then I've got to end with this. The president yesterday, Joe Biden, said he made the slip of a, you know, this is the gaffe of a lifetime. Where he was talking about Donald Trump. And he said, folks, in a sense, I don't know why we're surprised by Donald Trump. How many times does he have to prove we can't be trusted? That is the Freudian slip of, I mean, seriously, of the century. The Freudian slip of the century. How many times does Donald Trump have to prove that we, not he, that we can't be trusted? And Joe Biden said it this week. Oh, I know. This is why I say bizarro world, my friends.